Week 18, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Indeed, how good is the Lord! Bless his holy name. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Indeed, how good is the Lord! Bless his holy name! God has spoken by his prophets, spoken his unchanging word, each from age to age proclaiming, God the One, the righteous Lord. Mid the world's despair and turmoil, one firm anchor holdeth fast. God is King, his throne eternal, God the first and God the last. God hath spoken by Christ Jesus, Christ the everlasting Son, brightness of the Father's glory, with the Father ever one. Spoken by the Word incarnate, God of God, ere time began, light of light, to earth descending, man revealing God to man. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Psalm 37. O Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. Your arrows have sunk deep in me. Your hand has come down upon me. Through your anger all my body is sick. Through my sin there is no health in my limbs. My guilt towers higher than my head. It is a weight too heavy to bear. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Do not punish me, Lord, in your rage. O Lord, you know all my longing. Psalm 37 continued. My wounds are foul and festering, the result of my own folly. I am bowed and brought to my knees. I go mourning all the day long. All my frame burns with fever. All my body is sick, spent and utterly crushed. I cry aloud in anguish of heart. O Lord, you know all my longing. My groans are not hidden from you. My heart throbs. My strength is spent. The very light has gone from my eyes. My friends avoid me like a leper. Those closest to me stand afar off. Those who plot against my life lay snares. Those who seek my ruin speak of harm, planning treachery all the day long. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, you know all my longing. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. Psalm 37 concluded. But I am like the deaf who cannot hear, like the dumb unable to speak. I am like a man who hears nothing, in whose mouth is no defence. I count on you, O Lord. It is you, Lord God, who will answer. I pray, do not let them mock me, those who triumph if my foot should slip. For I am on the point of falling, and my pain is always before me. I confess that I am guilty, and my sin fills me with dismay. My wanton enemies are numberless, and my lying foes are many. They repay me evil for good, and attack me for seeking what is right. O Lord, do not forsake me. My God, do not stay afar off. Make haste and come to my help. O Lord, my God, my Saviour. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I confess my guilt to you, Lord. Do not forsake me, my Saviour. My eyes yearn for your saving help. I await the promise of your justice. A reading from the prophet Hosea, chapter 2. Denounce your mother, denounce her, for she is not my wife, nor am I her husband. Let her rid her face of her whoring. She would not acknowledge, not she, that I was the one who was giving her the corn, the wine, the oil, and who freely gave her that silver and gold of which they have made baths. That is why, when the time comes, I mean to withdraw my corn and my wine, when the season for it comes. I will retrieve my wool, my flax, that were intended to cover her nakedness. So I will display her shame before her lover's eyes, and no one shall rescue her from my power. I will lay her vines and fig trees waste, these of which she used to say, "They are the pay my lovers gave me." I am going to make them into thickets for the wild beasts to ravage. I will put an end to all her rejoicing, her feasts, her new moons, her Sabbaths, and all her solemn festivals. I mean to make her pay for all the days when she burnt offerings to the Baals and decked herself with rings and necklaces to court her lovers, forgetting me. It is the Lord who is speaking. That is why I am going to block her way with thorns and wall her in so that she cannot find her way. She will chase after her lovers and never catch up with them. She will search for them and never find them. Then she will say, "I am going to go back to my first husband. I was happier than I am today." That is why I am going to lure her and lead her out into the wilderness and speak to her heart. I am going to give her back her vineyards and make the valley of Achor the gateway of hope. There she will respond to me, as she did when she was young, as she did when she came out of the land of Egypt. When that day comes, it is the Lord who speaks, she will call me my husband. No longer will she call me my Baal. I will take the names of the Baals off her lips. Their names shall never be uttered again. When that day comes, I will make a treaty on her behalf with the wild animals, with the birds of heaven and the creeping things of the earth. I will break bow, sword, and battle in the country, and make her sleep secure. I will betroth you to myself forever, betroth you with integrity and justice, with tenderness and love. I will betroth you to myself with faithfulness, and you will come to know the Lord. When that day comes, it is the Lord who speaks, the heavens will have their answer from me, the earth its answer from them, the grain, the wine, the oil, their answer from the earth, and Jezreel his answer from them. I will sow him in the country, I will love unloved. I will say to no people of mine, "You are my people," and he will answer, "You are my God." A responsory from Revelations 19. This is the time for the marriage of the Lamb, and his bride is ready. Happy are those who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. I will betroth you to myself with faithfulness, and you will come to know the Lord. Happy are those who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. A reading from the Spiritual Canticle of St. John of the Cross. The soul that is united and transformed in God breathes God in God with the same divine breathing with which God, while in her, breathes her in himself. Such, I believe, was the meaning of St. Paul when he said, "Because you are sons of God, God sent the Spirit of his own Son into your hearts, crying in prayer to the Father," which, in the perfect, is according to the manner described. There is no need to wonder that the soul should be capable of aught so high, for since God grants her the favour of attaining to being deiform and united in the Most Holy Trinity, wherein she becomes God by participation, how is it a thing incredible that she should perform her work of understanding, knowledge, and love in the Trinity, together with it, like the Trinity itself, by a mode of participation which God effects in the soul herself? How this comes to pass cannot be known, nor is it possible to express it, save by describing how the Son of God obtained for us this high estate and granted us to be worthy of this high office, as St. John says, of the power to become sons of God. And thus he prayed to the Father, "Father, I desire that they whom you have given me may be with me where I am, that they may see the brightness which you give me." That is to say, that they may work in us by participation in the same work which I do by nature. He says further, "I pray not, Father, only for those that are present, but likewise for those who shall believe in me through their teaching, that they may be all one and the same thing, so that as you, Father, are in me, and I am in you, even so that they may be one and the same thing in us. And I have given them the brightness which you have given me, that they may be one and the same thing, as we are one and the same thing. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me, and have loved them as you loved me." The Father loves them by communicating to them the same love as to the Son, though not by communication of the divine nature as to the Son, but, as we have said, by unity and transformation of love. Neither is it to be understood here that the Son means to say to the Father that the saints are to be the one thing in essence and nature, as are the Father and the Son, but rather that they may be so by union of love, as are the Father and the Son in unity of love. Wherefore, souls possess these same blessings by participation, as he possesses by nature. For this reason, they are truly God's by participation, equals of God and his companions. Therefore, St. Peter said, "Grace and peace be complete and perfect in you, in the knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord, according as all things are given to us of his divine virtue, for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us with his own glory and virtue, whereby he has given into us many great and precious promises, that by these things we may be made companions of the divine nature." End of quote. St. Peter indicates that the soul will have participation in God, performing in him, in company with him, the work of the Most Holy Trinity, after the manner whereof we have spoken. And though this can be perfectly fulfilled only in the next life, nevertheless, in this life, when the estate of perfection is reached, a clear trace and taste of it are retained. O souls, created for these grandeurs and called thereto, what are you doing? Wherein do you occupy yourselves? O wretched blindness of the sons of Adam, who are blind to so great a light, and deaf to so clear a voice. Responsory from 1 John. Think of the love that the Father has lavished on us. Not only shall we be called children of God, but we shall truly be his children. We know that when our future is revealed, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he really is. Not only shall we be called children of God, but we shall truly be his children. Let us pray. We recognize with joy that you, Lord, created us, and that you guide us by your providence. In your unfailing kindness, support us in our prayer, renew your life within us, guard it, and make it bear fruit for eternity. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.